Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rusuli wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. One of the most interesting ways for a person to study the actual relationship the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then by extension any other aspect of the deen, is to turn to the du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. The words the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used when he raised his hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam invoke Allah, their language is so sincere, so pure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves it in many places in the Quran. So to see what kind of relationship the Prophet of Allah had with the Qur'an, we turn to a narration narrated by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi in his Musnad. And then there are variations of this dua that can be found in majority of the collections of hadith. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما قال عبد قط إذا أصابه هم أو حزن. There is not a servant of Allah who says the following statement in a time of grief or anxiety. And then there's a dua the Prophet of Allah shares, and I'm going to jump to the end of the dua to finish off this statement. ما قال عبد قط إذا أصابه هم أو حزن وبعد الدعاء إِلَّا أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ هَمَّهُ وَأَبْدَلَهُ مَكَانَ حُزْنِهِ فَرْحًا. But in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that person's worries, the anxieties, the fear, and replace it with joy. What is this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consists of three parts. The first part, you will see the Prophet of Allah humbling himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful language, very humble. O Allah, indeed I am your servant, son of your servant, son of your maid servant. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik. Nasiyati biyadik. My forelock is in your hand. Madhin fiyya hukmuk. Your command over me is forever executed. Humbling himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adlun fiyya qada'uk. Your decree over me is just. As'aluka bikulli ismin huwa laka sammayta bihi nafsak. Aw anzaltahu fi kitabik. Aw 'allamtahu ahadan min khalqik. Aw ista'farta bihi fi 'ilm al-ghayb 'indak. I ask you by every name belonging to you, which you have named yourself with, or revealed in your book, or taught any of your creation, or you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you. Ya Allah, whatever name belongs to you, wherever that name exists, wherever your reality is, whatever bridge I can use to get to you, Ya Allah, I am invoking that name of yours as I call out to you. And it's fascinating because when a person is sad and they feel anxiety, when they're overwhelmed, that's the state of desperacy that you're in. That, Ya Allah, whatever state of existence I'm in, I'm calling you from this state. To wherever you can hear me, with whatever name is appealing and pleasing to you, Ya Allah, I'm calling out to you. Now after this muqaddimah, after this introduction, after this first part, now the dua starts. What is the dua? أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي O Allah, make the Quran the spring of my heart. Alama Tibi rahmatullahi alayhi, while commenting on this riwayah, Mulla Ali Qari quotes him in the Mirqat. He says, قَالَ الطِّيبِ هَذَا هُوَ الْمَطْلُوبُ وَالسَّابِقُ وَسَائِلٌ إِلَيْهِ. Every part of the dua before this was to lead to this. It was preparing the moment for this. All of that humility, all of that calling out to Allah was for this part of the dua. أَن تَجْعَلَ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي. O Allah, make the Quran the spring of my heart. Mulla Ali Qari continues to quote Allama Tibi, وَهُوَ عِبَارَةٌ عَنِ الْفَرْحِ لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَرْتَعُ قَلْبُهُ فِي الرَّبِيعِ مِنَ الْأَزْمَانِ وَيَمِيلُ إِلَيْهِ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Why does Allah subhanahu, why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, O Allah, make the Quran the spring of my heart? Because the spring comes after the winter. And when it's spring, wherever a person goes, makan, they find joy and happiness. The blue bonnets across the highway, for those of you that have been paying attention. And then, يَرْتَعُ قَلْبُهُ فِي الرَّبِيعِ مِنَ الْأَزْمَانِ. And as far as time goes throughout the year, summer's a little hot, winter's a little cold. It's that spring, that time of the year, that you walk outside and you feel good. You're fasting and you walk outside and it's spring, it just feels perfect. Nothing's bothering you. You can stand outside all day, you can sit in your spring in your backyard, nothing's bothering you at all. Oh Allah, make my heart have a relationship with the Quran. أَنْتَجْعَلْ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي. Allow my heart to have a relationship with the Quran that is as peaceful and as comfortable and as enjoying as a person has a relationship with the spring. And then, continuing, وَأَقُولُ. Now Mulla Ali Qari himself, he says, كَمَا أَنَّ الرَّبِيعَ سَبَبُ ظُهُورِ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَإِحْيَاءِ الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ الْقُرْآنُ سَبَبُ ظُهُورِ تَأْثِيرِ لُطْفِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ وَزَوَالِ ظُلُمَاتِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْجَهْلِ وَالْهَرَمِ. That just as spring brings life to the dead soil, to the dead fields, everything is gone, nothing remains anymore. You walk around during the winter and you feel like this is nothing. You have no hope in it. And then spring comes and slowly, slowly, إِحْيَاءِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Things start coming back to life. O Allah, similarly make the Quran a means of that life of iman. O Allah, allow the Quran to come to this heart of ours that if a person were to walk past it would say, this land is dead. This heart is dead. It's dead. There's nothing coming out of this heart. This person's heart is stone cold, lost. It can come back to life, Ya Allah. If you allow the Quran to nourish this heart, أَن تَجْعَلِ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي وَنُورَ بَصَرِي. O Allah, make the Quran the light of my sight. That when I see, when I look, I'm not just looking through this lens here, I'm looking through the lens of the Quran. وَجِلَاءَ حُزْنِي وَذِهَابَ هَمِّي. O Allah, allow the Quran to lift my grief. Ya Allah, allow it to remove any fear or anxiety I have built in my heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes this dua, Allah azza wa jal will remove the worries of their life and replace it with joy. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, ينبغي لنا أن نتعلم هذه الكلمات. Do you encourage us to go and teach this to other people? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أجل. Absolutely. Anyone that you can convey this to, go and convey it to them. The du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us something. What they teach us is that even in those moments when you start losing confidence in yourself, when you start feeling that there isn't much coming out of this dud of a human being, the Quran can be your companion. And the amazing thing about it is that whoever becomes the companion of the Quran will turn their life into spring. Smell, weather, beauty, comfort, gentleness. Just like that, your life will change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to benefit from the Quran. And may the Quran become the spring of our hearts and remove the difficulties of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to be true companions of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.